What's occurring, Bert?
What's occurring? Presented by Zwift. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. Good. Just up here at Tenerife, you know, just riding the bike, eating, massage, and sleeping, basically. That's all I kind of do up here, isn't it? But
yeah, riding the bike a lot, not eating a lot. No, riding the bike a lot and not eating a lot, yeah. Get it the right way around.
Basically, yeah. But yeah, it's all good. Just had a week off after Romandy and then came up here. And it was a bit of a shock to the system, actually. Like, if I just have one day off, normally I feel a bit rubbish the next day. But after 7 days of doing pretty much nothing, yeah, took me a while to get back into the swing of things again. But yeah, all good, all good. How about you?
How about me, mate? It's just been a disgrace of a month, really. So did the Ardennes. That was really good. Obviously successful. We had a Pidcock, one Brabant's Appeal, second in Amstel. Then I had a week off. I was planned a week off after that, had a week off. Then I got sick, so I had a second week off. And then the third week was kind of, then I had my COVID jab, felt a bit shit after that. And then the third week was just like a bit of a mess, really. So, and now I'm what racing jab? Tomorrow.
What jab do you have?
Pfizer. What did you have?
AstraZeneca.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's why I'm laughing.
You've had what?
I'm licking door handles and everything now.
Have you had both?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, that was a quick turnaround. Spleen,
so I'm classed as vulnerable.
So. Ah, okay. Mate, it was such good service. So it was like 10 to 10 in the middle of the week. And I thought, oh, might give this jab people a ring. Called them up, 10 past 10. I said, is there any availability? They said, yeah, can you be here by 10:30? I was like, what, today in 40 minutes? They said, yeah, pop on down. Bam. Mega.
Tidy.
Pretty impressive, that's really, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Good old Blighty.
Hopefully the season is doesn't get affected now, but...
Oh, mate, we're flying now. Nah. I reckon we're past it now, mate. COVID completed it. Flying. No more setbacks.
The famous last words.
Mate, mark my words. COVID.
What?
It's done. It's done. We're over it. All the lockdowns.
That Ruta, that was postponed from... When is Ruta normally? Like February, no?
Yeah, normally February. Not next week, tomorrow. I'm here in Spain. So, yeah, racing tomorrow. And we just went to see the first climb tomorrow. So that tomorrow's race is 3K flat. And then you go up a 10K climb. And it is fucking horrible. Like... 15% in places, straight out the block, straight up that. So,
those 3 weeks easy will, come into play nicely then tomorrow.
Yeah, that's going to tickle. That's going to tickle. But, yeah, just looking forward to it. Like, just get, all I've got to do is get through the race, you know, just get from, do the 5 days, get them in the bank. And I hate using races as preparation. Like, when I go to a race, I want to race, but it's like out of my hands. I just got to ride through this and then. Look towards the next races then to get going.
What is it after that? Swiss?
Swiss, yeah. Swiss. And you? Dauphiné?
Dauphiné next, yeah. So leave here on the weekend and, just a week back home and then head to Dauphiné. Looking forward to that, actually. But obviously, Romandy went really well.
Is Dauphiné only a week away? That's come around quick, hasn't it?
Well, it's 2 weeks. What day is it today? Monday. So it's just under 2 weeks now, yeah.
Jesus Christ, it's come around quick, doesn't it?
Season's flying by.
All right, so let's do a quick recap of the races then. So Romandy.
Let's talk about Romandy because I won.
Yeah, you won. There's a few talking points in that one, innit? I can't wait to get stuck into one of them. But, I mean, fucking hell. Won a World Tour week-long stage race. Talk us through it, mate. How was it?
Yeah, it was really good, actually. Really good team there. You know, started really well with Rowan smashing the 4K prologue. quite surprised Garner wasn't better. He was pretty average all week, actually. So, you know, never doubted him for the Giro, but kind of thought he was up against it. But he seems to have been flying there this week. So, Italians and Italy, isn't it? Extra motivation. But
especially being 4K, that is like...
Yeah, well, but apparently his back brake was rubbing or something. So,
he said
he wasn't putting out the enough power to win it anyway. But yeah, anyway, back on to Rowan. Yeah, he smashed that prologue 8 seconds. He put into, well, I was second and Richie on the same time. It's quite a big margin over 4K. So, yeah, that started really well. And then, wow, we had some pretty bad weather. First 2 days we got away with it quite well, but as we all know, Romandy, you tend to have some bad weather at some point, and sure enough we did on the third and fourth day stage. And then the final TT was wet for us at the end, but yeah, nice to get that win, because you know, a lot of people say, you know, I haven't won since the tour, and you know, cycling is about winning really, isn't it? But you know, it's not like I haven't done anything since then. You know, I was second in the tour the year after, which I don't think is too bad. But
mate, people just got short memories, haven't they? Like, if you hadn't won the tour, people could be going, fucking hell, you finished second in the tour. Because you won it, you come back the next year, anything but a win from the outside seems like a fail, doesn't it? It's like...
Yeah, exactly. And if you come second in Tirreno and, you know, third in Catalonia, well, yeah. Of course you were. You won the tour. You should be winning them anyway.
Yeah. So,
but yeah, it was nice to get that win. Nice to stand on top step. Would have been nice to have won the fourth stage.
We're getting there. Let's talk about that. It's pretty much why we've done this podcast. So we spoke briefly. My point of view, you just that cold, like so cold that, you know, people watching don't understand how cold. You just didn't feel your hands. Simple as that.
Yeah, like I wouldn't say it affected how I went up the hill, but yeah, my hand, I could not feel my hands. I literally didn't know what they were doing. So okay to go. I was having to, when I was trying to change gear, it was like, oh, it's hard enough just to try and change gear, and then I'd have to look down to make sure my middle finger and ring finger kind of went underneath to grip the hood properly, if that makes sense. Otherwise, if I didn't look, they would have just been, I wouldn't have been holding the hoods properly. They would have just been crunched up on the side of the bars, if that makes sense. So when it came to the sprint, I made sure, Woodsy came under me into the corner, 100 meters to go. I was like, nah, mate, you're not having that. Like, so I got back past him into the corner, sprint out of it, obviously in a low gear because it was a 90 degree left. Sit down, change gear, get out the saddle to sprint again, and just pull my hand straight off the bar. And at the time, I didn't really quite know what happened. But looking back, you can just see that I'm not, you know, you hold the lever like a gun almost, you know, like a pistol. And
like a Glock.
Yeah. Not that I've held many. But then, yeah, my middle finger and ring finger just weren't gripping the bar. So, yeah, once I pulled up, I just lost the bar and, hit the deck, which was...
You like to bring a bit of a spectacle to your wins, don't you? Like in the commies when you punctured, in the tour in the last TT when you went sideways into that bend. Just keep the people on the edge of the seat, isn't it? But I got to admit, when I seen that video, I just thought, for fuck's sake, gee. I knew you were okay, but I did have a little chuckle to myself. It just, unless you realise, like, as soon as I seen that, I thought, oh, I know what's happened there. But unless you realise what's happened, you just look at the video and you're like, what the hell has he done there?
What the hell happened there?
I'll go on.
I was going to say, when I saw it back, I was like, I should have just ran across the line with my bike.
Yeah.
Because I was in a big gear. And so then I had no momentum, tried to get going. And, I went to the side and, oh my goodness.
Done a Froomey.
That time, you're just not thinking straight. You're just kind of like, what the hell is going on? And lost like 20 seconds. But yeah, I certainly didn't make it easy for myself. So then the next day, but yeah, third the next day, took a steady on the old descent, a bit like the tour in 2018. And yeah, I got the win, which was nice. Richie second as well. So yeah, it was a good way to finish the week.
I had a similar experience back in Cardiff the week before last. So we were out on a club ride and we left Nangaro, head up over Penderyn Moor, and it starts pissing down hailstones. Like, and in Cardiff, it was 10, 15 degrees. There's people in shorts and no gloves. We get to Penderyn Moor, 0 degrees, hail, bit of sleet. And we get to the end, and I'm going to call him out. There's a guy in Cardiff, one of the local boys, Dan Fox, Foxy we call him. And he's a grown man. He's like 35 years old. Gets to the end of the moor and he just squats down and starts crying. I was like, mate, what's going on? And he said, I've only cried once before in my life in the past 20 years, and that was at a wedding. And he said, I'm just so cold. So he puts his hands under my armpit. We go to find a burger van on the side of the road, sits in the back of the burger van. And then this building van comes along. My brother flags it down. He was like, mate, can you take this guy back to Cardiff? He was like, oh, I bet I'm a carpenter, I am. I'm just going to Merthyr for a job. I'll drop him to Cardiff after. I was like, Foxy, do you want to get in? But you've got to go via Merthyr. He's like, yeah, no worries. Jumped in the van. This guy went to Merthyr, fitted a carpet. Foxy just sat in his van. And then he dropped him all the way back to Cardiff. And this is the nice bit. And he said, oh, like, I'll give you some money, you know, cover your petrol and your time. Guy wouldn't take a penny. He went all the way out of his way. So that's a nice shout out to Foxy for being a soft cock. And his nickname now is Broomy, Broomwagon. He got in the Broomwagon, didn't he?
So, oh, my God.
Similar outing in Cardiff, but it wasn't captured by the TV, but just thought I'd try and embarrass Foxy, get as many people to know in Cardiff that Dan Fox is now known as Broomy. Didn't finish the ride.
Man, I can't believe that.
Mate.
Getting in the van and going to Merthyr and just sitting there waiting and go, I wouldn't have the patience to do that.
But he couldn't ride a bike. And the guy, when he got to his job, like, he jumped out the van, went in, but he turned the ignition off. So his Foxy started getting cold. He was like, hey, mate, can you turn the ignition back on, please? Sat outside this dude's house in Merthyr while he's fitting a carpet. Brilliant.
Yeah. Well, I've definitely never done that before.
I wouldn't let...
my race with Foxy.
No. I mean, if he turned pro, he should avoid that, shouldn't he? But yeah, it's a good story that. I might have exaggerated here and there, but like most of it's true.
Don't let the truth get in the way of a bad story.
Good story. That's the one, mate.
Good story, sorry, yeah. There's a few there's a few guys that don't like the cold though, isn't there? Dylan Van Baal's one of them in our team.
Yeah, he can't, like, you go for a ride, it's 10 degrees, he looks like he's going to the North Pole.
Yeah. He's supposed to be a classics boy. Well, he is.
Oh. I mean, he's great in the classics, but yeah, he's a bit of a soft cock. Froomey's another one. He notoriously hated the cold.
Who?
Froomey.
Yeah, but then he's like, won races like Romandy, haven't he, in the cold? So
he's the only person I've ever seen start a stage with leggings. You know, normally if it's shit weather, you're like, okay, shorts and leg warmers. It's just a thing, isn't it? And not only did he finish second on the stage to Spielak, I was there. When you're on the bus, yeah, you're putting full leggings on. But yeah, I mean, it worked. Got second on the stage.
Would you rather freezing cold or boiling hot then?
Freezing cold.
Yeah.
Freezing cold. Like, think back to like Qatar Worlds or some of them days in Down Under, or
I was going to say, what about Down Under Stirling stage when you were out the arse with 2-3 other guys?
That was so bad. I think that's the most fucked I've ever been in my life, ever. That was horrible.
You were with Andy Schleck then as well.
Yeah, I was with all the best guys at the back, mate. So the story is, G had the jersey, in Down Under, and it started up this climb, so we had to like control at the start. We got to the top of the first climb, and I went that deep, I was already cooked, basically. And it was, I don't know, the truth get in the way of the good story, it was about 60 degrees, wasn't it? And
it was like 40, wasn't it? It was hot.
Oh, no, it was horrific, yeah. And I got dropped very early. I was with, who was I with? Ferrari. Remember Ferrari, the sprinter?
Yeah.
Him and Andy Schleck, three of us out the back for a long, 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 long time. I got to the finish and I was...
Laps of Stirling, wasn't it? And it's a tough old circuit, that. It's up and down. And
three. Mate, the lap's like, what, 15, 20K? We were a few minutes off getting lapped. Imagine that, seeing the peloton come past when it's a 20K lap. Yeah, that was horrible. Got to the finish and I was literally... I led down on the floor and I didn't know where I was, seeing stars. But yeah, we've all been there, haven't we? Yeah, mate, we haven't spoken about the Ardennes as well. They're mega. Yeah. Loved them.
Yeah?
Yeah, so like I was going to do Bradman's Appeal, then it was Amstel, then it was Flesh, and it just got like dragged into them really. But oh yeah, like only the second time I've done them. And first year I was Neo Pro, so basically just rode to the feed zone. But yeah, mega races, mate. I mean, hard, but definitely do them again.
Yeah. Yeah, I've only done them once, actually. I'd like to do them properly, but...
Your cup of tea then, mate. Yeah. You've got to prioritise, haven't you? But good races. We had a good group. Pidcock. Oh, that's another talking point. Amstel Gold. That was... So, Tom's theory is... So, you know, it was super close with him and Wout van Aert in the sprint.
Yeah.
And what they reckon, so you got the finish line, but the camera is actually like 8 or 10 centimeters, which doesn't seem much, but when it's millimeters on the wind, the camera is actually 8 or 10 centimeters before the finish line. So it's not on the finish line, which is, so he's like convinced he won it. He's not having it. And in the end, we just said, mate, like, there's the results. You finish second, get on with it, you know? Like, just move on. You'll win plenty more races in your life. And he was good with it by the end. But, he was pretty pissed at the start.
the TV camera that was on the line was definitely not on the line. Which made it look... I think it was made it look like Tom had won.
But also, like, Wout van Aert, his wheel actually lifted off the floor. So a lot of angles that made it look funny as well. But what all of us said, at the end of the day, the race has decided. It's the photo finish. It is what it is. And Wout van Aert won the race. He was second. And it was all fine, you know, but we wound him up a bit about that.
And then Liège, Billy, old Carapaz got DQ'd, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Fuck, yeah. Yeah. Again, didn't have a leg to stand on there. He was like some of the guys, oh, I don't know about that. Like, he wasn't really down or he was touching the saddle. And you look at the picture and it's like, mate, you're not in your saddle.
Yeah. Like,
the rules there, we got to accept the rules, don't we? Agree with them or not. If you're going to go that low and push it that far, then you're asking for trouble, especially when you're at the front of the bike race, you know, big name rider. Fighting for the win. But you got DQ'd, but yeah.
Because we were watching that. We were driving to Romandy, me, Richie and Tim. And I saw it live. I was like, oh, he's going to get pulled up for that. Like, you can't do that. And then Tim was like, nah, it's not the rules, this, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, okay, shoot me down. Next thing, 10 minutes after the finish, Billy DQ'd. So I was like,
I mean... If you're going to leave your saddle and go like halfway down to your top tube, halfway house, you're asking for it, aren't you?
Yeah. Just because your chamois, a millimeter of your chamois still touching the saddle. Yeah. Like.
And they're going to make a point of it, aren't they? They're going to pull someone up to make an example, aren't they? But these, last time we spoke, we actually spoke about these two new rules. And actually the food, like throwing the waste and stuff, it's working really well in the races I've done. You know, you can't just like chuck it anywhere now. You got to chuck it in the litter zones. Well, so far, I think it's been mega.
Yeah, then the litter thing is sound. It's just the bottle thing that's just annoying. Because
what? That you can't throw bottles?
Yeah, that you can't just because there's a few times in Romandy, you know what it's like in the stage race, like they didn't have designated feed zones at times. So our boys would have, we'd have a feed and then we were trying to get staff to be a 2K later so we could throw the bags to them. But then if you didn't get your stuff in time, you're stuck with your musette until the next like litter zone. So that was not ideal. And then somebody has an extra bottle and they're shoving that down their back until they see another team. And you know, when you can just like throw it to a fan.
Yeah.
Like throwing it to a fan isn't littering because they want it and they pick it up. So but like you say, those are the rules, isn't it? And we just got to get on with them. So there's no point in whining about it. But it just grates me sometimes when they see that rule as the biggest, the most important thing. And then actually tweeted something like, because when we had the jersey, you know, we're trying to control the race, all this and that. And then there's guys attacking on the pavement to go across the break. And it's like, what's more dangerous or worse? You know, someone dropping a wrapper or someone attacking on a pavement where there's spectators or whatever, you know? So priorities and all that. But yeah,
it's like whatever the latest,
and you just get abuse for it anyway. So
yeah, of course. But whatever the latest rule is, they go crazy for, don't they? It's like, well, we got these new rules now, so we'll forget about going crazy on the footpath.
Yeah.
Disqualifying me out of Flanders for fuck all, bastards.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I haven't. Still got a bee in my bonnet about that.
Yeah, that was like you were avoiding crashing, basically.
Yeah, avoiding getting killed. Went from position 30 to position 100. Didn't use it to move up, did I? Yeah, still angry about that. If you're listening, you're bastards. I seen, you know, with the rubbish thing, Bahrain, I seen on their social media somewhere, Bahrain, they got, they made like a big, like bin to throw your bottles in. Oh, yeah. So like a bit of a gazebo thing, just put it together with poles and a bit of mesh. So at least that'll be fun. Like something to aim at, you know? You know, riding along, break up a long day, you see that in the distance, you're like, right, LeBron it. Kobe! Chuck a bottle in. That's quite cool. Bit of fun, isn't it?
Yeah. Just, I hope a load of spectators don't stand there because they want bottles and then they just get twat at the end with a load of bottles. Then that's even worse, isn't it? So.
Well, it depends how good of a shot you are. I'll dunk it.
I saw footage from the Giro as well, like 10K to go. It must have been a litter zone. And I think a group must have been 100 odd. Must have been 50 bottles. Just go flying. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
But all that's going to end up happening is the spectators and the people who want the bottles will just get wise to it and just go stand in the litter zones. And they're just going to have bombarded with bottles, aren't they?
Well, that's the thing as well. You've got to throw it to a team member. So if I throw my bottle to a Bahrain guy, the Bahrain guy doesn't want my bottle. So what is he going to do with it? He's either going to give it to a fan that's there or he's just going to throw it away himself. So it's better if we give it to fans, surely.
No, I agree, mate. I agree. But monkeys in the circus, aren't we? Just got to crack on with it.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
So how's... Let's tie it up then. How's Tenerife? How's the vibe? How's the boys? Who's flying? Who's creeping? Anyone DNF to ride or any crashes?
Nah, it's all good. It's... good atmosphere. Everyone working hard. We got one more block to do. So, it's all good. You know what it's like. It's sort of you get in that zone and everyone's sort of keen to push on and, you know, train hard. And, you know, we're lucky with the old apartment we got here as well. So we don't have to see too many other bike riders or teams and that. So,
what's the longest ride you've done? World
of beer, just getting it done.
What's the longest ride you've done?
6:45.
You haven't broken the 7 yet. Last block, mate. It's not like you.
Maybe.
It's not like you.
Been a bit of Zwift in the morning.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Bit of Zwift in to get the old body going.
Mate, it's pretty Richie's much what I did.
It. Richie's on there at 7 a.m.
He loves it, doesn't he?
Oh.
Last week, that's pretty much what I was doing. No, because the weather was so bad in Cardiff. So I do like... Well, I was still getting over the cold, so I just do like 2-3 hours every morning and then an hour on Zwift every night. Suddenly, you've got a decent day then. It all adds up, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And it soon flies by when you're racing someone up some random climb. And
yeah.
The old competitiveness comes up.
That's where you got it.
Yeah, all good.
Yeah, happy days. Rightio, mate. Well, when are you back? Are you back to Monaco or Cardiff?
Yeah, no, back to France on the Saturday. Friday.
You going to the GP?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm getting out of town.
Oh. Not game.
Nah, it's just busy and just like unless I got, you know, a good ticket where I can go. I'm just gonna get out of there, get my training done in peace and quiet. Look forward to
Good on you.
I mean Dauphiné.
Dauphiné. Very
good. I won't see you for a while then.
Oh, I'll be in town next week. I'm back on Sunday.
Ah, of course. Okay, cool. Yeah, we'll have a good one tomorrow at that 10K Berg.
Oh, mate, dreading it. It's better if I didn't see it. You know, sometimes you do a recon and it scares you. Better just going in blind. Shouldn't have seen it. But yeah, happy days. I'll give it a good crack and I'll catch you next week then.
Yeah, tidy.
All right, bye, mate. Take it easy.
Ciao.